listening to
John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
All right, John and Scott on AKC.
Yeah, I couldn't see your hand signal, man. We got problems already. And the new studio.
That's right, John and Scott here on AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. I'm John.
And I'm Scott, and it's episode 30, part one.
Yeah.
In your face.
Totally. Total Talk Nonsense. It's a rocking tune. I never really listened to this song before. All right, check it out.
All right. Well, John, we're in a new studio.
But that never seems to go
away. New studio, same old guttural sounds coming from the esophagus. And it's your house, and it's totally cool for me because I have this nice lazy boy with this
quiet
leather ottoman, and it's really quiet.
And you can't see me. You're in a totally different room.
Can't see you. I'm in a, right, like you said, a completely different room. Totally different.
Totally.
So usually you give me the hand signal.
Right.
And I get to say my tagline, but I couldn't see you for the hand signal.
You get to go, so, roar!
Well, John, let's get right into it. You know, Podcast Alley's been around for a while. They have over 10,000 podcasts on their site. Did you know that, John?
Yeah,
Let me tell you this. Currently, we have 93 votes. We are ranked number 36 overall. That's fan-effing-tastic. We are number 9 in comedy.
Wow.
Still behind the 3 Chicago gay podcasts. I think if we came out of the closet, we'd get more fans.
You think so?
Yes. Now let me start out with comments. We got a new comment from a very new fan, John, in Finland. Now, it's kind of a long comment because it's a long story, but it's about our favorite topic, the W. It's about the W. Now, I'm a little bit skeptical because in the subject line it says, this is true. Okay, usually when something starts out, this is true, it means it's a total load of shit. But we'll go for it for now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we'll go with it. We'll go with it.
Yeah, not for it. We'll
all
go
right
with it.
Yeah.
Right. Because when you go for it, that's like when you go for a woman.
Right.
We're going to go with it, this whatever.
Yeah.
Comment.
Right.
I live in northern Finland, but was just visiting Washington, D.C. We were in a restaurant across from the Treasury building, and a waitress was telling me about your podcast. So that's kind of cool, don't you think?
There's
a waitress in D.C., telling this Finland guy about our podcast.
Are you serious?
That's what it says right here. Now, if I'm a waitress in Washington, D.C., I don't tell anybody about our podcast because it could get my ass fired. You know what I'm saying?
Why is that?
Why not?
Because of the man?
Well, yeah. Because of whatever reason. I find your talk offensive. Can I see the manager? Please get me another waitress.
Stay the fuck away from that ficus.
All right, so a waitress in D.C. was telling this Finland gentleman, and she referred to the simian at work just down the street. Now, that is our own George W.
That's right.
And she said, quote, the bozo with bad eating habits because he had once eaten a plate full of tiger prawns. You know what those are, John? Tiger prawns.
Like giant shrimp.
And when asked if he enjoyed them, he said yes, but they were a bit too crunchy for real good eating. He didn't realize you have to peel them, John.
Oh my God.
The entire restaurant was laughing, which made even funny. Because about half of them were direct employees of the bozo with the bad eating habits. And again, this is the W.
That's a very interesting question.
At this point, the Secret Service suddenly evacuated the restaurant due to the truck illegally parked outside the door. No one paid their bills, and people grabbed expensive wines from tables before they left. Our bill was probably $350 at the time, and we were evacuated.
Wow.
Anyway, I am now turned on to you guys and will never be able to eat tiger prawns again. Regards, Moikau Dafin.
Oh, that's great.
Then we got this other comment. I laughed so hard, I think I sharted, from JMT963.
That's a good one.
So the new fans are, they're still coming. Keeping coming. Keeping coming to the fans.
That's sweet, man.
No doubt.
That's no doubt.
Let me take
sweet.
A drink.
Mm-hmm. Jamie, please, stop whining.
And I got to tell you, John, Aquinas. Every once in a while, I tune into our own podcast.
You do?
Yes.
Vladimir Putin.
And there's a Bush clip where he says, stuff is the last word. Stuff. Do you have that clip? Can you play that clip? Because I was driving in my car, listening to the podcast, and I heard this clip.
Keep
anyway,
talking.
I'm driving down, and I hear this clip, and I've heard it a million times. But for some reason, the timing, whatever. Unfortunately, I just had a sip of water. So when I heard this clip, the water came shooting out my nose.
This
now,
is recycled stuff.
Right. Play that clip again.
All right.
This is recycled stuff.
So I took a sip of water right before I heard this, and water came pouring out my nose, and it was painful. And I'm sure other beverages would have been more painful. But water was painful enough.
Stuff.
And I was going about 65 at the time.
So you're saying that as you were drinking and then you started to laugh, something came out of your nose. What was it?
It was recycled
stuff.
And I almost lost my life, John. I found it very hard to stay on the road, stay focused, because not only did it come out my nose, when it was coming out my nose and I was trying to prevent it from coming out my nose, I dropped the rest of the bottle of water in my lap, and I got entirely wet in the groinal region.
Was it cold?
It wasn't cold. It wasn't warm. It was. I like my water room temperature, John.
This is recycled stuff.
Stuff. A couple of new forum posts.
Oh.
From Zach.
What do we got?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. We're still on comments.
Oh.
Wow. I have an idea for the top 10. You guys can do a top 10 for best metal guitar solos. Keep up the kick-ass podcast.
Ah, good idea.
The other one, same from Zach. Again,
why am I getting
Zach 1, Zach 2.
Distorting. We're distorting, Scott.
Wow. You guys are the greatest podcasters. Keep the shows coming. I think you should play some of the music you guys play on one of your podcasts. I think all the listeners are curious of what kind of music is that you play. So maybe we can work something out with Rick in the future. We'll have to do it covertly, because Rick doesn't like to be recorded.
Right.
Well, he does, but...
only if it's recycled stuff.
Wow, that was really loud. What's going on over there? All right, John.
All right, coming in with the news.
Let's move on to the
right here.
No Child Left Behind contest. We posted that on the forum. We talked about that last podcast. It's out on our homepage. We have an exciting contest.
No Child Left Behind special announcement with John and Scott here on AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. I'm John.
I'm Scott.
And Scott has your announcement. Here it is.
Well, it really is no announcement.
Oh.
It's just that we have it posted out on the forum. It's a contest we have going on right now.
And should I play it?
Go ahead and play the question.
Playing the
question. Here's the question, fans.
Here we go.
He was the last of a dying breed that was conceived in the Middle Ages after St. Paul the Apostle had said, "Let women be silent in the churches." Here's what you need to answer. Name the breed and name the last one and the date that he died. And there you have
it. Wait a minute. What?
Yeah. What, are you confused?
No, I'm not confused at all.
That's the question.
That's the question.
Now, if you can answer that question, what you got to do is go out to Podcast Alley.
All right.
You vote for us, and you put your answer in the comment.
Right.
And then the first three correct answers win a fabulous TTN prize. Now, we don't have T-shirts ready yet, John, so here's what I was thinking. I was thinking we get some USB memory.
No deal.
You know, like my cool little keychain?
Yeah.
So we get the USB memory. I'll take care of it. We get that, and then we put all of our podcasts on that USB memory, and we send it out to the winner. What do you think of that?
That sounds great, yeah.
All right, then.
With our logo on it?
shouldn't have fucked me so hard.
No doubt.
You're a fucking lousy kisser.
How's that?
That's great, man.
Don't you say anything. I don't want to hear about you and your boyfriends. Go jerk off.
What is that from?
Use your fucking brain.
That's all I could say to you, pal.
Use your fucking brain. Dude, what a dumbass.
Stay the fuck away from that ficus. That's a jizz-free ficus.
It's Stifler, man.
Stifler, of course. Stifler. No doubt. All right, well, we got some other forum posts. And most of these are about our lovely guest, Erica.
Why am I so distorted?
Mad Dog Mike.
I'm distorting. Why?
So when is the lovely Erica going to come back from Mad Dog? Then TTN number one fan.
Right.
Yeah. When is Erica coming back?
When is Erica coming back?
Then King Heedley checks in. Yes, I need my fix of Erica. I don't like monkeys. So when is Erica going to come back? I don't know. We'll have to talk to her and make that announcement shortly.
How many chicks did you sleep with this year?
Then we have one from, we have a new forum entry from.
This is Stifler trying to start his car.
I got peed on. That's fucking disgusting.
Sorry, I just get excited when I have a new soundboard.
All right, then we have this new one from Goof the Flute. And that's Flute, F-L-U-T-E.
The Flute.
We always say Goof the Floop, but Goof the Flute is checking in on the forum. And they and he, she, I don't know what it is. Lighten up, boys, on your speech problems. We are very tough on ourselves when having difficulty reading and talking, which we do often, John. We have difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
You actually compare yourselves to the W, which might not be the greatest comparison, only because you guys are sometimes operating under the influence. Now, the W, it seems like his statements or speech engagements are shorter, and usually he is well-rested, of course, after returning from another vacation. But maybe I am onto something. Maybe the W is on drugs or is drunk or his brain got fried during his college years. Too much acid. Well, I think we've come to that conclusion in podcast number 5, didn't we?
Yeah. Where did you get that?
Get what?
I mean, when did you pull that stuff off of there?
Today.
Oh, okay.
This was posted on Thursday, November 17th.
Gotcha.
Then we got this one from the W. The W checking in. Location, Washington, D.C. Posted Wednesday, November 16th.
Nice.
TP is one hell of a guy. Now, he's referring to TP Tony. Tony, TP, who is a Bush supporter on one of our podcasts.
Right.
TP is one hell of a guy. I'm sorry, let me start over. He's one hell of a guy, I tell you that right now. I may even appoint him as my new press secretary. The way he handled those liberal pussies, John and Scott, was outstanding. Mission accomplished. Go get him, TP.
Mission accomplished.
When is he coming back in anyways?
Hey, man, did you see the post by Mad Dog Mike?
Mad Dog Mike, he asked about a song?
From Cafe, he sent us something from Cafe Press. And it's Meet the Fuckers, and it's got Bush, Cheney, FEMA, Homeland Security.
I did. I saw that.
Mike Brown, cheered off. Did he set that up?
I don't think so. I think he found it. Or did he set it up?
I'm looking at it right now. I'm online.
John's online. Well, you know, I was at a store today, and I saw a parental advisory T-shirt.
Oh, here's another one from 10%.com. Meet the Fuckers, and it's got them on there. Fucking it up for the next 4 years. I thought it was going to be Meet the Fuckers, John and Scott.
Right.
As a joke on the, you know, okay, yeah, all right. I'm with it now. I'm all, yeah, okay, go ahead.
All right, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. We had a story about the woman who got kicked off the plane because she had one of those T-shirts on.
Are you a pothead, Falker?
I know.
What are you doing over there?
I don't know.
I need to be
room.
Able to see you. God damn it. What the hell's going
room,
on?
Man. I got the punks going. I'm distorting like crazy because I'm using the wrong microphone. I'm using one of those. You ever watch Howard Stern on TV?
No, I never have.
Well, they have microphones exactly the same as the one I'm using right now. It's okay. A, what is it, Electro Voice?
I don't know.
Here, I just took the thing off. It's an AKG. There we go. Put the little rubber back on. It's an AK. It's a little miniature AKG condenser mic. So I don't have my big giant Mambo.
I do. I have my big giant Mambo.
It makes you sound big.
Thank you, because I am big.
I don't have the big pipes with this one.
Sounds like you do.
I do?
Sounds like it.
Oh. All right, then.
All right, now we're going to do a little something different we've never done before. And we've heard on this show before, we've talked about Punky. Punky is our favorite podcast, other than our own, of course.
Right.
Punky. It's from the UK, Manchester. A bunch of Brits.
Manchester.
Actually, two of them. Paul B. Edwards and Tony Hearn.
Right.
Now,
right.
The Punky website on Podcast Alley got some comments as well. Let me read the first one here, because we're mentioned in this comment. Hey, Christ, have you heard Total Talk Nonsense imitation of you guys? It's fucking dire. Since when have you been Australian, you fuckface? And that's from Pink Converse Trainers. At wherever. Yahoo, I don't know. All right, then we got these two other comments. And they're kind of related to our show, and we'll get into that in a little bit. But one is Chicken Fried Radio. Dude, what the hell are you talking about? I have to... I'm sorry. I should start out with Clam Bakes. 3, 2, 1. Great podcast, but Chicken Fried Radio, what the F are you smoking? That show blows. Credibility. The quality of being credible. Credibleness. The credibility of witness. Do not F with your credibility, or all you will have at the end of the day is Butch Tony.
That's right.
And that's from Clambake.
No credibility.
Now, I went to check and make sure. I thought Clambake was one of our listeners for some reason, but I could not find evidence of Clambake. But I've seen Clambake before somewhere related
to our
show.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of our listeners. But one thing, when they do define credibility, Clambake defines credibility.
Yeah.
When you define something, aren't you supposed to define it without using the word you're defining? Okay.
I don't know, man.
But that's not credible.
It depends. Sometimes it's it appears that way in the dictionary.
So then Dick Fitz, our own Dick Fitz, checks in as well. And he says, Chicken Fried Radio, dude, what the hell are you talking about? I have to agree with Clambake. What the F? I listen to their show, and I got to tell you, I would rather pluck hairs out of my arse than listen to that arse. I'd rather pluck hairs out of me arse than listen to that shit again. Damn you. Your show rocks, by the way. Thanks, TTN. All right, so, John, I think it's time that we play the Punky Review of Chicken Fried Radio.
The Punky Review?
Chicken Fried Radio. They've only done a few shows, and they've already been featured on iTunes. It's a little bit like Total Talk Nonsense. We've told you about Total Talk Nonsense before. There's a few people there, they chew the fat, and then they get onto some more serious topics. It kind of builds up again as it goes on. Most of the other podcasts that we listen to are quite long. This one's quite long, but it's worth it. They'll go 15 minutes chatting, and then you'll suddenly hear a brilliant story that TE has just picked up out of the papers or off the news. They're well read.
Okay, John, let me ask you this. Have you listened to this podcast, Chicken Fried
Radio?
Yes,
I have.
I have as well. And I have to say, what the F is Paul B. smoking?
Oh, I don't like to dump on other podcasts, but...
I wouldn't...
You know, but...
I would just question Paul B.'s...
I think I know now where he's coming from as far as... They're like Total Talk Nonsense.
See, that's what got me involved. They're like Total Talk Nonsense.
Chewing the fat, you know, and the other part about, you know, they get onto a serious rant and then they just kind of goof around from there.
All right, I didn't hear any serious rants. Did you hear? I didn't hear any.
What do you mean?
Well, in Paul B's review, he said, you know, they'll talk shit for 15 minutes and all of a sudden something should I do the Paul B? Yeah. All of a sudden, it's something, and it's like it wanks you off, like, and your brain goes melted because it's so intellectually brilliant. It's fucking brilliant.
It's fucking brilliant.
You fucking can't.
Can't.
And so And here's why it pisses me off so much, is because I heard the first 2 minutes and I said, I'm not going to fucking like this, okay? But, okay, Paul B. said, listen, keep listening, because they're going to really surprise you with their...
Fuck face!
With whatever. And I kept listening, and I got more pissed off and more pissed
back off.
Man.
I'm a scientist.
And I want my 40 minutes back, Paul B.
That's right.
Is he going to give me that 40 minutes back that
please,
I wasted?
Please come here to
on
the
chicken
States
fucking fried radio.
Give us our yeah, what the hell?
You fucking bitch!
So let's give our fans a taste of chicken fried radio, who are compared to Total Talk Nonsense, John. Go ahead and play chicken fried radio when you get a chance.
Sorry. Sorry, man. Oh, sorry, that's not it. There we go.
I have one more voicemail that I wanna play.
Is it somebody new?
It's somebody new, it's Randy. You ready?
Yeah,
cool.
Hey, jackasses. This is Randy from Detroit, as in Rock City. Man, I ain't no...
That's it! Randy's been shot!
Oh, Randy, the times we had together.
That wasn't my cousin, was it?
Man, that was your cousin.
It kind of sounded like him.
Oh, remember when he said, if I live?
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Randy.
Okay.
What the fuck was that? Wait
a
minute. I didn't hear that.
Goddamn cackle you've ever heard on the face of the earth. Do we sound as retarded as that, John? I hope not.
I don't think so.
What do we have in common with them is what I want to know.
I don't know.
Pauly B., please tell us what we have in common with them, other than we're a podcast. You have the same thing in common as them than we do. We're a podcast. That's it. That's where it stops. That's where it ends. You know what I'm saying, John?
Yeah. They got to learn to back off the mic a little bit.
Holy S.
Crazy like that.
It's like fingernails going across a chalkboard, John.
Fingernails.
You know my friend Fingers.
Oh, yeah.
His nails going across the chalkboard.
Fingers nails.
Go ahead and play that other clip, because here's where they get into some serious topics like
Bird
Paul B. mentioned.
Seagull actually pissed. Vets in Sundsvall, Sweden, yeah, believed they had a case of avian influenza when they discovered a seagull with, quote, yellow liquid coming out of its beak and anus, end quote, and it crashed out. What? This is
yellow with yellow liquid coming
it's
out of its
zoo
beak
has.
And anus. Crashed.
Oh, yeah.
Crashed out on its back and kicking its legs.
UPI reports. The truth was rather less alarming. The bird was actually the worse for wear after apparently eating yeast on a rubbish dump. Tests confirmed its state of intoxication, and the vets rather unsportingly put the poor blighter down. Why did
they kill it?
I want to know how they confirmed its intoxication.
Jesus
was it a breathalyzer? Here, bird, blow into this.
Well, so now we're going to take the drunk homeless people in Austin, for example. We're just going to kill them.
This gives me
take a minute. He's drunk. Put him down,
dude. This is over a minute.
I think I'm going to go eat pizza before it's cooked.
That cackling.
All that yeast.
So do we have to listen to this anymore?
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Can I shut it off now?
I'm getting a headache from the cackling.
Okay, I've had enough of that shit.
It's unbelievable. And
I'd rather have somebody do this to me all the time.
You mean straight?
Again, just keep right to my nuts.
It's right on your nads?
Just put it right on the nads.
No doubt. Okay, so does Pauly B even listen to these things?
I don't know.
You know, and how we got involved with Pauly B is we saw this post on Podcast Alley forums that said, mention us and mention you. And that's how we got involved. And I had no plans of mentioning them. But I listened to the podcast. It was great, so I wanted to mention them. I mentioned them. And they could mention us, or not mention us. Who cares? But now they're stuck in this mention us, mention you bullshit. And now I have to listen to this crap on Punky. Now my Punky's being tainted because they have to mention this bullshit podcast that who gives a fuck about. And please, Pauly B, do not compare us to total shit again.
Right.
Oh, please.
Oh, my God. I just redlined the crap out of the thing.
Yeah, plus my brain redlined. Thank you very much. All right, so Punky, get your shit together, okay? And don't compare us to this bullshit anymore.
Let me it offends cough, us. But...
You septics. You wankers. No, I can't.
You couldn't hear my cough.
Have
button,
you turned us up, or what's going on?
Why, is it louder?
Well, it's much louder.
Yeah.
It's distorted.
Is it?
To me, it is.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Is it distorted? It's not distorted in mine.
All right, then. We'll continue.
Is it really distorted? You mean like that?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Let me check your headphones.
No, that's all right.
Well, in the second part, you know.
Yeah, no doubt.
I don't have it dialed in like I do at the studio. Hey, at the studio, how about that? We got the cops called on us.
No doubt.
The man came down on Monday night.
The man came down on our practice.
That was something else.
So we're practicing. We took a break. We started playing again. We played three or four songs, and then a big rap came at the door. And John answered the door.
Yeah, but somebody yelled, "Hide the pot!" You heard that? What is that shit?
I don't know.
There's something going on with my equipment here. Yeah. Rap at the door, thinking it's, you know, no one. And all of a sudden, somebody yells, "Hide the pot!" And I get to the door, and I put my ear up against it, and I hear,
"We got a 1020 on it. Dispute it."
I open the door. There's the fuzz. "Hey, fellas, you guys are a little loud, huh?" I don't know. We've been doing this since 1999, man. This is the first time you've ever come down on us.
The man.
Yeah, and he walks in. And
he says, "Hey, can we come in?"
Yeah.
And you said, yeah. And you let him in. That was great. I think he asked to come in because when you were talking to him, you only had the door open 2 inches.
Well, the door.
What do you want?
Well, he found out when he tried to close the door that the door sweep is so tight to the floor that that's about as far as I could open it anyway.
Right.
So when he went to close it, he goes to close it like real cool and everything's like, I go, "Leave it open, man." He goes, no, it's nice and warm in here." I go, "Yeah, it is nice and warm in here, but we don't like it warm in here." So we're kind of done anyway. And we had the incense burning. There's Rick with his cowboy hat on.
You're with the black there. Lights.
Yeah, with the black lights going.
The
black
lava light. Lamp.
Bunch of 40-year-old men looking like we're, 18-year-old pimple-faced teenagers. That was pretty funny. So we spent the whole Thursday trying to upgrade everything and put some more
insulation,
soundproof, insulate the air conditioner and all that. I think we scored. And
well, we'll try again on Monday.
Yeah,
see what happens. See if the man comes down on us
today.
Oh, you were back there today?
Yeah, I fixed the door at the top there, that big gap.
Oh, is that why it was so hard to open when I went there?
No, it was so hard to open because of all the weather stripping I put around the door on Monday. Did you have a hard time locking it?
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
You sure?
Yeah, I had a hard time opening it.
You didn't have a hard time locking it, though?
No, I grabbed the handle, and I leaned back like I was on a sailboat, and then I locked it.
It was hard fine. As fucking time, man. I was in there pulling and tugging and going, "Oh, how am I going to do this?" Yeah, finally got it shut and locked and whatnot.
Whatnot.
Disassemble. That means not tell the truth.
You know that? That means not tell the truth.
I knew that. I knew what that meant. All right, John, I got some celebrity news.
You do. All right, let's hear it.
Britney Spears gets ready to divorce Kevin Federline.
What?
It seems that Britney Spears is gearing up to divorce her deadbeat husband, Kevin Federline, just a couple of months after their baby, Cletus Lee Preston, was born. The news comes just a week after the track from Federline's new album was leaked to the internet. "Y'all Ain't Ready" has subsequently been totally panned by those unfortunate enough to hear it, and rumors that even Britney thinks it is shit are circulating, John.
What kind of shit?
Critics are comparing Federline to the manic Vanilla Ice. I think that's an insult to Vanilla Ice.
Really? No doubt, man. Vanilla rocks, baby.
John, this is not the reason Britney wants to give Federline the boot, though. She is sick and tired of his party lifestyle while she is at home wearing nipple pads, okay? A confidant of Britney said to Australia's NW, whatever that is, Britney's already seen the divorce lawyer. As it stands, the divorce papers are written up, and all she has to do is give the word, and they'll be filed in the courthouse. She doesn't want a divorce, Kevin John. But if that's the best thing for her child and her own sanity, that's exactly what she'll do.
Are you a pothead, Falker?
I also heard that there's a Britney-Kevin Federline sex tape about to be released on the internets.
All right, cool. So you mean like one that's like Tommy Lee and Pamela?
Well, it was when she was first pregnant, before she showed signs of pregnancy, from what I understand. And it's with Kevin Federline. Sex tape.
With
coming
her.
Coming soon to an internet near you.
With her.
Yeah, with her.
Nice.
In other celebrity news, John, did you know that South Park dedicated an entire episode to Scientology?
No.
Yes. And we have to get a hold of that. I was thinking that might be another good, what do you call it when you win a contest? A prize. There you go.
Right.
That might be a good prize.
Good prize.
For a future contest that we have.
Prize.
The Tom the Tom Cruise meets Cartman DVD. So
can
in
we
Wednesday,
give that as a prize?
Why not? So in Wednesday's show, Stan got an education about Scientology and visits from cartoon versions of Tom Cruise, who went into Tom Cruise's character, went into Stan's closet and refused to come out. And John Travolta, who also joined Cruise in the closet in Stan's bedroom and also refused to come out.
Do you suck dicks?
A disclaimer ran before the show was aired. All characters and events in the show, even those based on real people, are entirely fictional. All celebrity voices are impersonated poorly. The following program contains coarse language and due to its content should not be viewed by anyone.
Poorly.
So what they did is tell the story of Stan's introduction to Scientology.
Respect the cock.
And when Tom Cruise was in the closet, a visit by Nicole Kidman could not even lure him out.
Really?
This is what Scientology actually believes. Those were the words plastered on the screen for a couple of minutes as a long involved series of supposedly highly secret revelations about Scientology were explained to Stan. And what they're talking about there is the story of Xenu, John.
Big titted Mary.
Which we have covered in podcast number 6 and number 10, I believe.
Denise the Peace.
But go and check the index, if you will.
Tame the cunt!
Cucksucker.
So that's something we got to check out.
Yeah. Oh, we never checked out Scientology.
I've checked out Scientology.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, I never checked it out.
It rocks, man. Totally rocks.
It totally rocks.
Totally. I have one more celebrity story. You septic. You fucking septic. Police search for Gary Glitter in Vietnam. And I have an update to the story after I read the story. Authorities said Thursday they are searching for former British rock star Gary Glitter over his alleged relationship with a Vietnamese teenager. Foreign Ministry spokesman Lee Dung said officials have confirmed that Glitter, 61, whose real name is Paul Francis Gadd, was residing in a home in southern Wung Tau City and had applied for permanent residency. Glitter rose to fame with glam rock songs in the 70s, most notably his U.S. hit Rock and Roll Part 2, a large instrumental song that has been a staple of stadium sporting events for years, John.
Wow.
And you know that song, don't you? Goes like that, doesn't it?
That one?
Yeah, that one. Glitter fell from grace in 1999 when he was convicted in Britain of possessing child pornography.
Yeah, he was on, I called you about that. He was on countdown, One Hit Wonder countdown with William Shatner, Billy Shatner.
He served half of a 4-month jail sentence before being released. He later went to Cambodia and was permanently expelled in 2002.
Here, this is Cruise with Matt Lauer.
Before I was a Scientologist, I never agreed with psychiatry. And then when I started studying the history of psychiatry, I started realizing more and more why I didn't agree with psychiatry. And as far as the Brooke Shields thing is, look, you got to understand, I really care about Brooke Shields. I think here's a wonderful and talented woman. And I want to see her do well. And I know that psychiatry is a pseudoscience.
But Tom, if she said that this particular thing helped her feel better, whether it was the antidepressant or going to a counselor or a psychiatrist, isn't that enough?
Matt, you have to understand this. Here we are today, where I talk out against drugs and psychiatric abuses of electric shocking people, okay, against their will, of drugging children with them not knowing. Is. Do you know Ritalin? Do you know now that Ritalin is a street drug?
All right, I've had enough. Have you ever seen that?
Yes. I've seen that.
Very impressive to listen to you, because clearly you've done the homework and you know the subject.
And you should. And you should do that also, because just knowing people who are on Ritalin.
There, he's losing it.
You should be a little bit more responsible in knowing.
I'm
really
not prescribing Ritalin, Tom, and I'm not asking anyone else to do it.
Well, you are. You're saying no.
I know some people who seem to have been helped.
This is a very important issue.
I'm sorry. I'm on the Scientology website. Are you mad at me?
No, not at all. do you have a train wreck sound effect?
What were you talking about before?
I read a story about Scientology.
Yeah, but I couldn't get it.
10 minutes ago.
But you didn't. Where's the whiteboard? There's no board telling me what you got up next.
Ask for the whiteboard before.
Oh, my God.
I'm halfway through a story about
give me anything.
Gary Glitter.
Oh, here you go. Can you get that George Bush soundboard? Here, by the way. Well, you're not doing anything in there. Why did you find this sound? Come on. How about some preparation? H. A-hole. Oh, my God. The things I got to put up with around here.
Fuck face. I guess my expectations are too high. Because
yeah, they must be.
When in other podcasts, and I can pull examples of this. I mention something, and before I finish the sentence, you play the sound effect.
I don't have everything, man.
Expectations are like, you are completely, totally professional, except you don't get paid. And that you're right on there. And I just have to talk.
Maybe you need another co-host.
You know what?
Why don't you call Chicken Fried Radio?
I can even pull a clip.
You can pull something out of your a-hole, I'm sure, and it'd probably call it a cock.
I can pull a clip where I said, hey, man, I got some Sylvester Stallone coming up. Why don't you get that Rambo soundboard?
Fuck face.
And you went off on me and said, dude, man, all you got to do is start talking and I'll get in the swing of things.
You fucking bitch!
Yeah. And, well, what do you say? I did. I was playing some Cruise clips, but I stumbled. I didn't. Sorry. I apologized after I played it for 45 minutes. What else do you want, man?
I don't know, man. Maybe it's because we can't see each other.
I'm looking up train wreck sound on the internets right now.
Okay.
Does that make you happy?
All right, then. So, can we get back to Gary Glitter?
I'm sorry. Go back to Gary Glitter, would you?
All right. So, I talked about him being convicted in Britain of possessing child porn. Pete Townsend was arrested but never convicted. Dung said that Glitter had left his house on November 12th, and police are seeking his whereabouts in Vietnam, John.
Nice.
At present, relevant authorities, Ba Ra Vong Tau province, are trying to trace this gentleman and clarify the relationship between Gary Glitter and a Vietnamese juvenile. Dung said authorities have conducted interviews with a 15-year-old girl and found in the home, they found in the home rented by Glitter. If evidence of a illegal violation is found against Mr. Paul Francis, and especially evidence of sexual child abuse, I believe that very strict legal measures will apply.
Oh.
This gentleman says. And get this, John. This is bad news for Gary Glitter, and it's only going to get worse. In Vietnam, the crime of sexually abusing a child can lead to the death penalty.
Whoa.
And, John, just before I came here, I looked up Gary Glitter, and they found him in Vietnam. And he is now in police custody.
Really?
In Vietnam. So Gary Glitter may be getting the death penalty for fondling a Vietnamese.
I'm telling you, he was just on that show.
VH1.
Yeah.
Where are they now? One Hit Wonders.
No, it was One Hit Wonders. It was the top 100.
So we'll...
He's a freaky looking dude, too.
He's got to have a look going for him.
Vietnamese police have arrested veteran British rocker Gary Glitter on child molestation charge. Glitter, real name Paul Francis Gad, was arrested in Ho Chi Minh City's airport while trying to board a plane to Bangkok. Or Bangkok. Is it Bang or Ban?
I don't know.
I'm reading it, so I should know, right?
Yeah, I think
Bangkok on Saturday morning. So, what's today, the 20th? This is the 21st. Oh, that's right, because this is coming out of Australia. So, it is tomorrow in Australia. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
You did not know that.
I did not know that.
All right, so why don't we wrap this up and...
How are we doing on time?
We're at 46.
Okay, I can cut about 10 minutes out and get us back to 36.
Hey, why don't you take one of these, pal? You're supposed to say, ow!
Oh!
Ah! That's a little late there.
Ah! Yeah, just like your soundboard.
Shut your ass. We'll be back.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.